This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Terry Toad back at North Mac South Campus at Girard, where we're getting ready for tonight's basketball matchup between the North Mac Panthers, who bring a 5-1 record into this contest, against the Pawnee Indians. Indians 0-2 on this young season, and they are beset by a bunch of injuries right now, so they're trying to play their way through the early part of the high school basketball season, battle some injuries, and come out stronger on the other side. Don't forget, we'll have scores for you tomorrow morning at 7:30 on Spotlight on Sports. And for those of you joining us via Network One Sports on the Internet through WSMIRadio.com, we welcome you this evening. And we'll come back and get those starting lineups for you as the North Mac Panthers take on the Pawnee Indians. We'll do that in just a moment.
Your family's safety, keeping warm this winter, and maintaining a budget is important to you. Comfort Pro can provide all of these. What is Comfort Pro? It's propane from M&M Service Company. It's a safe and economical fuel, a well-trained staff, a budget billing plan, and contracting options, all of which are a part of Comfort Pro. Comfort Pro is simply comfort from the professionals at FS.
Sports injuries can happen to anyone, even if you're just a Sunday golfer. Hi, I'm Dr. Amy Glazer with Health First Chiropractic in Litchfield. Chiropractic care, plus our massage therapist, Teresa Luck, can help treat sports injuries. Find out how chiropractic can help you stay in the game. Call us at Health First Chiropractic in Litchfield at 324-7770.
Hillsborough Energy is proud to bring you this sports broadcast, and Hillsborough Energy is glad to promote good sportsmanship from all of our area teams, their players, coaches, and fans. Remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. So be a good sport. Good luck from all the employees of Hillsborough Energy.
Hi, this is Big Ed Wernstein. It's a beautiful downtown Litchfield and Carnival. The best in TV technology by Sony, Samsung, and LG. We have the new 3D televisions, LCD, and LED TVs, and we can compare price to the national chains, but we'll take care of you. See Wernstein for your TV needs. Litchfield and Carnival.
You tuned into the game for great sports entertainment, but where do you turn for quality banking services? Carlinville National Bank, a real community bank, locally owned and reinvesting your deposits right back into the local communities. Take advantage of the full range of products and services that are provided by local people at Carlinville National Bank, member FDIC and the community.
WSMI FM 106.1, America's high school sports leader.
Well, it's a new look for this gymnasium as the North Mac Panthers, the consolidation of Verdon Girard, playing their home games here at Girard. The gymnasium has been repainted, and now the black and Carolina blue colors adorn the gymnasium here on the South Campus as the North Mac Panthers call this their home court. Well, let's meet the starting lineups for the Pawnee Indians. The Indians are coached by Steve Vance, who has spent the last few years at Lincolnwood. He's now at Pawnee, and he'll start this lineup tonight. Dalton Dorfler, a 6'1 junior. K.O. Henneman, a 5'7 freshman. Hunter Hamilton, a 6-foot senior. Jonathan Schrage, a 5'11 senior. And Garrett Galloway, a 6-foot freshman. So it's Dorfler, Henneman, Hamilton, Schrage, and Galloway for the Indians. Again, Steve Vance, the head coach. Matt Noberg, his assistant. And for the North Mac Panthers, coming in with a 5-1 mark, coached by T.J. Wilson, assisted by John Downs and Gary Etter. T.J. starting lineup tonight, James Emery, a 5'7 junior. Hunter Sutton, a 5'10 senior. Ryan Leonard, a 5'9 senior. Dakota Etter, a 6-foot junior. And Daniel Buck, a 6'6 senior. So the Panthers go with Emery, Sutton, Leonard, Etter, and Buck. The Panthers in their home white uniforms, trimmed out in the blue and the black. Pawnee in the dark blue uniforms, trimmed out in the white and the red. And a good crowd on hand as the North Mac Panthers are off to a terrific start, 5-1 on this young season. Don't forget, we'll have scores for you tomorrow morning at 7:30 on Spotlight on Sports. It's going to be a rare Saturday where we don't have any basketball. We'll have Sports Saturday for you tomorrow morning, and that's about it. The Illini play Sunday afternoon, a rare Sunday afternoon game. The Illini will play host to Northern Colorado, and that'll be a 4:30 pregame show, 5 o'clock tip, and you'll hear it live on WSMI FM 106.1. And don't forget, All of our games that we broadcast on WSMI and the Tally Broadcasting Stations are streamed live on the internet through our friends at Network One Sports. And on our website, WSMIRadio.com, you can listen to podcasts of all of our high school sporting events. And you can download them, keep them for your posterity's sake, and you can do that for free. We don't charge you for that. That's a free one. So if you have a loved one looking for that special gift, maybe download some of those special ball game broadcasts and send them to your loved one. Well, we're ready to get this game underway here this evening in Girard at the South Campus of North Mac High School. As the Panthers will be going from our right to our left here in this first half of play. In the junior varsity contest this evening, North Mac was a 54-24 winner over Pawnee. Buck jumping up against Galloway. Buck with the 6-inch advantage gets the tip, and the Panthers have the basketball. Around to the left side of the key. Off to Dakota Etter. Back out to Emery. They swing it off to Ryan Leonard. Here's Dakota Etter. A bounce pass to Emery. Back to Etter. Quick ball movement by the Panthers. Working against his own defense. There's Etter. A bounce pass in the lane. Off to Hunter Sutton. He turns, shoots an air ball, and it's picked up underneath by Jonathan Traeg. Traeg, a long outlet pass down the floor to Hunter Hamilton. He'll bang it off the glass too hard. It's chased down by Jonathan Traeg. He'll give it out front. A three from Dorfler. Good. And Dorfler puts Pawnee ahead, 3-0, 7:20 to go in the opening quarter. And North Mac coach T.J. Wilson didn't like what he was seeing out here. So there's timeout on the floor. We played 40 seconds here in the opening quarter. Pawnee leads 3-0. Back with more right after these messages.
Hi, this is Dan with Morton Buildings in Litchfield. Do you have a vision for your property? Let us complete your ideas by spring. Order now to take advantage of our lower prices for construction this winter. You'll get more building for less and move in by spring when you participate in Morton's limited time winter work promotion. Call us in Litchfield today at 324-2002 or go to mortonbuildings.com.
Your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM 106.1.
Tarrytown back at the South Campus of North Mac High School here at Girard. The home court for the North Mac Panthers boys basketball team. North Mac trailing 3-0 with the basketball. Sutton out front to Emery. Here's a lob from Etter off to Sutton. He missed the high-low from underneath and got his own rebound on the other side. Here's Sutton back to Dakota Etter. He tries a quick pass into the corner. Off to Ryan Leonard, but Leonard wasn't there. Turnover number one by North Mac. So we played a minute here in the opening quarter. And Pawnee with a 3-0 lead. The Indians will get the basketball back. And here comes some pressure by the Panthers of North Mac. Into the front court, Hunter Hamilton. Around to the near side to Dorfler. They give it off to Garrett Galloway. His pass inside, stolen by Emery. And Emery's outlet pass, stolen right back by Pawnee. So the team's trade turnovers. Two now for North Mac, one for Pawnee. Pawnee with a basketball. Here's Schrag driving the lane, or Hunter Hamilton, rather, off to Jonathan Schrag on the right wing, about two steps behind the arc. Into the corner to Garrett Galloway. Galloway feeds underneath to Hunter Hamilton. A three from the corner. Good by Dalton Dorfler. He's hit two here in the opening moment of the ball game. A couple of trays and a 6-0 lead for Pawnee. 6:19 to go in the opening quarter. The Panthers of North Mac with a basketball. Here's Hunter Sutton in the corner. Back to Emery. Top of the key, Dakota Etter. Etter, the 6-foot junior, around to Ryan Leonard. Back out to Etter at the point. Back to Leonard. Left side of the key, looks for a cutter. Instead, has Sutton in the corner. Back out to Leonard. Back to Dakota Etter, top of the key. And now T.J. Wilson still doesn't like what he's seeing out there, and he's called another timeout. To 5:58 to go in the opening quarter. There's timeout on the floor. Pawnee leads Girard 6-0. We'll come back with more from North Mac in just a moment.
Midwest Basement Technologies, the area's leader in basement waterproofing and foundation crack repairs, now offers the best leaf protection for your gutters, guaranteed. Call 618-372-7077 or visit them on the web at www.midwestbasementtech.com for a free estimate. Midwest Basement Technologies, 618-372-7077.
Hi, this is Brad Vall with Shipman Elevator Company. We now have the ability for on-the-farm contact to address all of your grain marketing needs. Call us with any questions or to set up an appointment at 618 718-729-9009. 618-729-9009.
WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
Well, Coach T.J. Wilson, North Mac, has used his second timeout here in the first 3 minutes of the ball game. Actually, the first 2 minutes and 2 seconds. North Mac trailing 6-0, and the Panthers have the basketball. Here's Sutton, Emery, back to Ryan Leonard at the point. Now they've swung Dakota Etter around to the left side on the wing. Back out to Leonard at the point. Off to Emery on the right side. Leonard, now his pass intercepted by Dorfler of Pawnee. That's turnover number 3 by North Mac. They get it back out front to Hunter Hamilton. He'll drive down the lane, and now he's called for traveling, or is there going to be a blocking foul? They're going to call traveling. Turnover number 2 by Pawnee. And the ball will go back to North Mac, and coming into the contest will be Tommy Olinsky, a 5'10 sophomore. And it looks like Ryan Leonard has left the contest for North Mac. So a 6-0 Pawnee lead. We are at 5:32 to go here in the first quarter. The Panthers looking for their first bucket of the night. Here's Dakota Etter inside the lane to Sutton near the right elbow, knocked away by Hunter Hamilton of Pawnee, and North Mac turns it over for the fourth time tonight. So a very spirited Pawnee team comes out. Here's a shot from the right wing by Cale Henneman, the 5'7 freshman. That comes up short. North Mac with the rebound. Down the floor they go. They get the ball off to Sutton. No good. A turnaround by Dakota Etter in the lane's no good. And the rebound pulled down by Dorfler. Back come the Indians at Pawnee. 5 minutes to go, first quarter. Back to a baseline cutter. Hamilton lays it up and in and draws a foul. Hamilton with a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. Foul that time is going to be on Daniel Buck of North Mac. His first, team's first. And that bucket by Hamilton makes it an 8-0 lead for Pawnee, and a chance to make it a 9-0 lead. Hamilton's free throw is around and out, no good. Rebound Daniel Buck for North Mac. Gives it off to Dakota Etter. Back out front to Emery, around to the right side. They give it off to Yulinski. Here's Emery, back to Etter. Goes to Yulinski in the left corner. He drives the baseline, gets cut off there. Sutton with it, skip pass out to Emery, open for the tray, in and out, no good. Tipped out. And now we're going to have a pushing foul underneath against North Mac. And this is going to be against Dakota Etter. His first, team second. Full court pressure now by North Mac as the Panthers trail the Indians of Pawnee 8-0. And Pawnee brings the ball into the front court. Here's Schrag with it. A long pass to the left side out to Hamilton. Back to the top of the key to Galloway. Here's Dorfler, left side of the key, back out to Schrag, down the right side of the lane, a big jump stop, goes up with the six-footer, missed it. The ball loose out front, scramble for it, Emery comes up with it for North Mac. Panthers still looking for that first basket of the night, trailing 8-0, 4 minutes remaining here in the opening quarter. Here's Emery, back around to Dakota Etter, a bounce pass into the corner, stopped in there by Dorfler, knocked out of bounds by the Indian. So Pawnee will send Galloway to the bench, and Mason Bourne, a 6'1 freshman, is into the contest for Pawnee. North Mac, here's a three ball from the corner. Good! Dakota Etter gets the Panthers on the board. That makes it an 8-3 ball game. Pawnee with the lead in the basketball. Schrag will bring it up against Emery as North Mac is pressing full court. Indians of Pawnee with the basketball. Out front, Hamilton with it. Hunter Hamilton gives it off to Jonathan Schrag. Schrag drives in, and a player control foul. He gets the shoulder, ran over the top of Emery. Schrag will get his first, team's first, turnover number 3 by Pawnee, and the ball will go back to North Mac. 3:31 to go in the opening quarter. Pawnee 8, North Mac 3. North Mac comes in 5-1 on the year. Pawnee looking for their first victory of the season. Here's a high-low pass, a lob up towards the basket from Dakota Etter down to Sutton, and he was unable to grab it. That comes Pawnee, and down the lane goes Dorfler. He drives down and draws the foul. Didn't get the bucket to fall, and he'll be at the line for a couple. And the foul that time called against Hunter Sutton of North Mac, his first, team's third. So here's Dorfler, who's hit a couple of threes here in the early going, standing at the charity stripe for two. Free throw no good. Score remains Pawnee 8, North Mac 3. And the next toss from Dalton Dorfler is short. Rebound Daniel Buck for North Mac. as the Panthers push it up the floor. Here's Yolinski with it. Inside the lane to Buck, off to Hunter Sutton. Layup is easy. Sutton's first bucket tonight. Good ball movement that time by the Panthers. 8-5. The Panthers of North Mac have cut the lead, and now a steal by Sutton momentarily, but it's stolen right back, and now a foul is going to be called on Hunter Sutton. Sutton's going to get his second, team's fourth, and the ball will be inbounded by Pawnee in the backcourt. Sutton will come out of the contest. Here comes Dwight Field, a 5'6 senior, coming into the lineup. So Pawnee with an 8-5 lead in the basketball. 2:47 to go in the opening quarter. Dorfler at the top of the key. Here's the freshman popping the three ball. Good! Mason Bourne hits the tray. That's the third tray of the night for Pawnee here in the opening quarter. And the Indians lead North Mac 10-5. Panthers with the basketball. Inside they go to Sutton. He fakes right, goes left, drives down the lane, puts it up, no good. Daniel Buck the rebound, the putback doesn't go, and Buck will be at the line to shoot two for North Mac. And the foul is going to be called against Mason Bourne of Pawnee, his first, team second, two free throws for Daniel Buck for North Mac. 6'6" senior at the line, misses the first one. Score remains Pawnee 10, North Mac 5. And the next toss from the big 6'6 center for the North Mac Panthers is on the way, and this one is no good. The ball tipped out of bounds. Last touch in there by Dwight Field of North Mac. Here comes Ryan Leonard back in for North Mac. He's going to replace Daniel Buck. So the Indians will get the basketball back. And the ball was tipped out. They say off of Hunter Sutton, the official says. So Pawnee will get it back, although the North Mac fan claimed that was not the case, but the official was right there on the sideline. So the Indians get the ball back. Here's Hunter Hamilton with it. Almost has it stripped and does now lose the ball to Emery, who feeds off to Sutton, and he missed the dunk. The rebound by Yolinski off to Hunter Sutton. Sutton puts it up and in, but a foul on the floor first. So the basket will not count. Foul is against Pawnee in the person of Henneman. K.O. Henneman is first, team third. Back in is Garrett Galloway. He's going to replace Henneman. Since the foul was on the floor, no shooting foul, out of bounds for North Mac. Leonard a three from the corner. Good! Ryan Leonard sinks the tray. That makes it 10-8. The Panthers have cut the Pawnee lead back to two. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Very quickly into the front court. Dorfler winds up for the three for Pawnee. No good. Rebound picked up off the floor by Dwight Field. Into the front court, Tommy Yolinski. Yolinski pops from the baseline, overshot everything. But fortunately for North Mac, it's off the fingertips of Dalton Dorfler of Pawnee. The ball will be out of bounds for North Mac on their baseline. They post one man at each corner of the lane. 101 seconds to go in the opening quarter. North Mac could take the lead with a three. Leonard's three from the left corner, no good. Rebound pulled down by Pawnee. A long outlet pass down to Hunter Hamilton. He catches up to it along the left sideline. Back out front to Dorfler. Dorfler drives to the free throw line. Into the corner. Driving in is Hamilton. He doesn't make the basket, and a foul called against North Mac underneath, a blocking foul. And this one will be against Ryan Leonard, his first, team fifth. The two free throws coming up for Hunter Hamilton of Pawnee. First toss is right on the money. Hunter now has 3 points. That makes it an 11-8 lead for Pawnee. Sutton is out and Daniel Buck back in for North Mac. And the next toss from Hunter Hamilton. You hear the North Mac student section in the background. Hamilton makes the free throw. He has four, and that's the lead for Pawnee at 12-8. A minute 15 to go in the first quarter. North Mac with the basketball out to Leonard. Left side, outside the arc. Back out front It goes to Field in the lane to Yulinski. He stops, shoots from six, no good. Rebound by Jonathan Schrag for Pawnee. A quick outlet pass ahead to Galloway. He'll drive in. Blocked out of bounds by big Daniel Buck of North Mac. Buck just took that shot and slapped it out of bounds. Pawnee will get it on the baseline. They post a man at each corner of the lane with 59 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Ball comes out to Galloway, around to Jonathan Schrag. Schrag looks for a cutter. He's got Mason Bourne, the freshman, outside the arc. Back to Schrag. Pops the three ball. Off the mark. Rebound Hunter Hamilton, and a player control foul as Hamilton threw that elbow out to make some room underneath after getting the rebound. That is his first, team's fourth, turnover six. It's a player control foul, so it's out of bounds for North Mac. And coming out of the contest will be Mason Bourne, the freshman. And coming back in, coming back in is Cale Hinneman, the 5'7 freshman. 40 seconds to go, first quarter. A 12-8 lead for Pawnee. North Mac with the basketball. Leonard gives it off on the wing to Dwight Field, into the corner to Emery. Back to Field, around to Yulinski. Right corner now to Ryan Leonard. Half minute to play. Leonard fakes, drives the baseline, dumps it out to Buck from the right elbow. The shot doesn't go. Ball tipped. Who's got it? Comes out front to Emery with 21 seconds to go. Around to Leonard. Ryan for three. Off the side of the rim, no good. Schrag the rebound for Pawnee. 13 seconds to go. Jonathan will bring the ball into the front court with 9 seconds to go. Schrag at the top of the key. Pulls up for the three-pointer. It's short. Hamilton gives chase, throws it back into the middle of the lane, and a pushing foul now called on Tommy Yulinski of North Mac as he bumps into the back, I believe, of Dwight Field of Pawnee. So with 8/10 of a second remaining on the clock, that's .8, Pawnee will inbound the ball. Still time to catch and shoot. The ball comes in. Here's a shot at the buzzer, an air ball, as it was put up on the wing by Cale Hinneman. After 8 minutes of play here at the South Campus of North Mac High School, it's the Pawnee Indians 12, the North Mac Panthers 8. Back with second quarter action right after these messages.
Building or remodeling a home? For interior wood products from doors to hardwood floors, choose Wills Milling and Hardwoods of Carlinville. See their big showroom and choose from custom-made cabinetry or cabinets from Haas or Dura Supreme, and find a huge display of interior door styles. And everything is offered pre-finished. Call 854-9056 for info or directions, or visit willsmilling.com.
It's basketball season, and your friends at Carlinville Area Hospital wish everyone, including players and coaches, the best. But if you do get injured, Carlinville Area Hospital provides a wide range of services, including emergency medical care and physical therapy with licensed healthcare professionals. Carlinville Area Hospital, excellent healthcare close to home. Roy A. Simmermaker Insurance Agency in Litchfield offers the coverage you need for auto, home, life, health, farm, and commercial. And if you ever need to make a claim, you can count on Roy and all the folks at the Simmermaker Agency to do things right. For a free quote, call or stop by the Roy A. Simmermaker Insurance Agency, 301 North Monroe in Litchfield. WSMI FM 106.1.
Barry Toad back at North Mac. A 12-8 lead for the Pawnee Indians, who quite frankly were coming in a bit undermanned tonight. They were like a mass unit out here with kids on crutches, and arms all bandaged up and hands bandaged up. And they have worked themselves into a 4-point lead after the first quarter of play. Pawnee will inbound the basketball to begin the second quarter. Hunter Hamilton, Jonathan Schrag, Dalton Dorfler in there along with Garrett Galloway. And Cale Hinneman, the starting five for the Indians. Schrag from the corner, a three ball, no good. Rebound on the weak side, but a foul over the back. Hinneman on the back. That's his second personal. 15 foul for Pawnee. Out of bounds for North Mac. So the Panthers will get the basketball back. Facing a 2-3 zone defense by the Pawnee Indians. There's Ryan Leonard. Out front to Emery. Around to the far side to Dakota Etter. Back to the left side, inside to Sutton in the lane. He stops, now fades away, puts it off the glass, no good. Sutton battling Buck for the rebound. Sutton gets it, clears it out, and now they've got a 3-second violation against North Mac. Turnover number six by the Panthers. And the ball will go back to the Indians. As it'll be Hunter Hamilton getting the ball into Jonathan Schrag as the Indians work against full court pressure. Down on the baseline, jumper from 10, doesn't go by Cale Hinneman, the freshman. And the rebound pulled down by Hunter Sutton for North Mac. Now a quick pass down to Daniel Buck, stolen away by Pawnee. Back come the Indians on the fly. Here's Dorfler down to the right baseline, cut off there. Fires it out front around to the left corner. Shot is up by Henneman, no good. And the rebound by James Emery for North Mac. Emery quickly into the front court for the Panthers. Out front to Ryan Leonard, right side into the corner. They look for Dakota Etter. Back out front to Leonard, now to Emery at the free throw line. Back to Leonard, drives into the edge of the lane. Kicks it to Dakota Etter. Dakota fires the ball back out to Leonard. A 12-8 lead for Pawnee. North Mac with the ball. Sutton posting up, kicks it out. Leonard sets straight on a three, no good. Rebound pulled down by Dakota Etter. He lost it. Sutton has it, puts it off the glass, no good. Etter, the rebound, goes up and has the ball stripped away. And he'll be at the line for a couple of free throws for the North Mac Panthers. And the foul that time called against Jonathan Schrag, his second. Team six for Pawnee. And a couple of charities coming up for Dakota Etter. The Panthers were 0 for 2 from the line in that first quarter as a team. Now they're 0 for 3. Cale Henneman is out for Pawnee, and Mason Bourne is back in. So Coach Steve Vance pulls one freshman and puts another one in. Here's the next toss by Dakota Etter. No good. Ball picked up off the floor by Hunter Hamilton for Pawnee. He'll bring it into the front court, going from our left to our right here at North Mac. Here's Dorfler, top of the key, down the lane, pulls up 10-footer. Somebody may have gotten a hand on it, and they did. And they also got a hand on the arm. And a two-shot free throw situation coming up for Pawnee. The foul that time, I think, against Dakota Etter. And for Dakota, that's his second, team six. Two free throws for Dalton Dorfler for Pawnee. Indians lead by four, make it five. Dorfler with 7 points tonight, 13-8. Tommy Yulinski back in for North Mac. As Dorfler tries his second charity toss, this one's nothing but net. 8 points for Dorfler and a 14-8 lead for Pawnee. Panthers into the front court quickly. Here's Emery underneath the Buck. Buck lays it up and in. Daniel Buck's first points tonight. 14-10. The Panthers cut the Pawnee lead to four. Pawnee with a basketball. 6:05 to go first half. Into the corner to Hunter Hamilton on the left side. He takes one dribble out front. Dorfler a three. Good! He's buried his third tray of the night. He's got 11 on the evening. And Pawnee leads 17-10. North Mac with a basketball. 5:49 to go first half. Here's Leonard in the right corner. Double team. Looking for help. A long pass out front to Yulinski. Tommy down the lane. Puts it up and in. Yulinski with his first bucket tonight. 17-12. Outlet pass for Pawnee. Dorfler layup. Good. 13 for Dorfler. And timeout on the floor. 5 minutes, 30 seconds to go in the first half. Your score. The Pawnee Indians 19. And the North Mac Panthers 12. Back with more in just a moment.
Kurt's 24-hour towing and machine shop has a crew cab rollback. When you're stranded out on the highway, Kurt can transport your car and your family. When you need a tow or machine shop services, remember Kurt's 24-hour towing and machine shop in Litchfield. Call 324-2400.
UJ's Corner convenience stores at Litchfield and Nokomis have what you want when you want it. Get all your favorite ice-cold beverages, snacks, deli sandwiches, and a whole lot more. So when you're stocking up for the game or remember what you forgot, remember you can get it all at UJ's in Litchfield and Nokomis. Open 24 hours a day. Now that's convenience.
America's high school sports leader, WSMI FM 106.1.
Well, pretty good run here for Pawnee in the last minute and a half. And they've increased the lead to 19-12. And North Mac will get the basketball back following the timeout. North Mac has used two short timeouts and a full timeout already tonight. 5:23 to go first half. North Mac down by seven. They have the basketball. Yulinski with it. To Ryan Leonard in the left corner. Bounce pass to Hunter Sutton. Baseline jumper good. Hunter Sutton, 4 points tonight. Makes it a 19-14 lead for Pawnee. Pawnee with a basketball. 5:05 to go first half. Hunter Hamilton from the left sideline dribbles out front, gives off to Dalton Dorfler. He works off a pick right side. Back out front, it comes to Galloway. Back to the corner. Dorfler for three. Got it! Dorfler with 16 here in the first half. 22-14, Pawnee with the lead. North back with the ball, 4:45 to go first half. The Panthers swinging around to Ryan Leonard, left side of the key. Back to Emery, right side, off to Yolinski. Here's Emery at the point. Off to Yolinski, bounce pass to Buck at the right elbow, into Sutton, who's double-teamed. Spins, puts it up and in. Nice move by Hunter Sutton. As he posted up, has 6 points, 22-16. Colonies lead is 6. Indians have the ball, 4:20 to go first half. Out front, here's Hamilton down the lane, puts it up, no good, and a blocking foul. Against North Mac, we'll put Hunter Hamilton at the free throw line for Pawnee. Foul that time. Called against Daniel Buck, his second, team 7. Two free throws for Hamilton of Pawnee. Indians lead by 6, make it 7. 5 points for Hunter Hamilton. 23-16. And the next talk on the money. Hamilton with 6. Pawnee leads by 8, 24-16. Buck is out for North Mac. And Dwight Field back in, 5'6 senior. North Mac with the basketball. A little over 4 minutes to go first half. And the Panthers find themselves down by 8. Here's Leonard in the right corner. Bounce pass back out to Emery. Down the lane, back to Leonard. Ryan fakes the 3, drives in. Dumps it out to Yolinski. Tommy drives in, double pump, got it! And he'll get a free throw. Nice move by Yolinski. Chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. Now that time's called against Mason Bourne, his second, team 7th. With that bucket, Yolinski now has 4 points. Makes it a 24-18 ball game. Free throw makes it a 24-19 ball game. 5 points for Yolinski. So the Panthers have cut the Indians' lead down to 5. Indians with the basketball. Galloway throws it out of bounds. About 3 feet over the head. At Dorfler, turnover number 7 by Pawnee. Both teams with 7 turnovers at this point. 3:45 to go first half. 24-19. Pawnee with the lead. North Mac with the basketball. Yolinski to Emery. In the lane. Sutton posts up. Spins. Puts it up and in. Sutton is heating up. He's got 7 on this quarter. 24-21. Long outlet pass for Pawnee down to Hamilton. Gives it out to Dorfler. He's open for a 3-ball. It's short. The ball pops loose after it hit a Pawnee player in the hand. And North Mac comes up with it as the Panthers could tie it with the 3. Here's Leonard in the corner. 3:15 to go first half. Leonard double team. Needs some help. Goes underneath Yolinski. Layup no good. Rebound pulled down by Dalton Dorfler for Pawnee. Quick outlet pass. Hamilton top of the key out front to Schrag. Schrag's going to pop a long 3. It's no good. It is saved by Galloway. Right back to Schrag. Schrag now the fadeaway off the glass is good. Jonathan Schrag with his first bucket tonight. As the Indians kept the ball alive, 26-21, Pawnee with the lead. 2:45 to go first half. North Mac with the basketball. Leonard, a lob into Sutton. Hunter grabs, shoots, and scores. Sutton with 9 points in this quarter, 26-23. Indians have a 3-point lead in the ball, 2.5 to play in the first quarter. Now timeout called by Pawnee coach Steve Vance. 2:29 remaining, first half of play here at North Mac. Your score, the Pawnee Indians 26, the North Mac Panthers 23. Back with more basketball in just a moment.
Doctors Alan Shiles and Arthur Curlin Litchfield wishes all athletes a safe and enjoyable season. No matter what sport, it's important to keep your teeth safe. Use a mouth guard. For better protection, follow the directions to have that mouth guard formed specifically for your teeth. This message from Doctors Alan Shiles and Arthur Curlin Litchfield. Call 217-324-6223 or go to alanshiles.com.
At Weston Food Mart in Raymond, you can rent videos, pick up donuts, try the fresh pizza, get hamburgers, hot dogs, or fresh-made deli sandwiches. At West End, you can fill your gas tank with Phillips 66 gasolines, open 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. every day, or fill up 24 hours with your credit card at West End Food Mart in Raymond.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Almond Realty and Appraisal in Nokomis, Wendy's on the west side of Litchfield, Dirk's Radiator Service in Nokomis, Randy Beidle, your country insurance agent in Bunker Hill, the Moonlight Y in Taylor Springs, and by Roby Farm and Sales in Farmersville, your GSI bin dealer.
WSMI FM, Litchfield Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
Terry Toad back at North Mac. 26-23 the score. Pawnee with a 3-point advantage. Indians will inbound the basketball near midcourt following the timeout. There's Hunter Hamilton, the trigger man. Out front comes to Dorfler. Dalton inside the arc. Gives it back out front. Now they swing it around to Galloway. He drives to the right elbow. Back out front. And it goes to Mason Bourne. Bourne off to Jonathan Schrake. Down the lane. A fadeaway shot is no good. James Emery the rebound for North Mac. North Mac again could tie it with a three. Here's Leonard underneath the Sutton. Hunter had it, lost it, picked it up, banks it off the glass, and in! Hunter Sutton with 11 points all in this quarter. Makes it a one-point game, 26-25. 2 minutes to go. Outlet pass down to Hamilton. Ball stolen by Emery. Outlet pass down to Yolinski. Layup, good! Panthers have the lead. Yolinski with 6 points tonight. That makes it 27-26 as North Mac now has the lead, and now the Indians throw the ball away. Turnover number eight. 93 seconds to go here in the first half, and the Panthers have their first lead of the night. They were pretty much out of it early on. Not functioning on all cylinders, that was for sure. Now they've sprung to life and regained the lead. Around it comes to the near side. Emery in the corner. Not that this is a bad Pawnee team, because it's not. These guys have really battled tonight. Here's Emery launching a three ball. It's in. Emery with his first bucket of the night. Makes it a 30-26 lead for North Mac. With a minute six to go, Schrag off to Galloway. Drives in. Dumps it back to Schrag. A three is up. In and out. No good. Rebound by Hunter Sutton for North Mac. Out it comes to Emery. Emery pulls up, dumps it off to Sutton, cutting down the lane, and Sutton is bumped in there, a foul on the floor. And it'll be the 1-1 for Hunter Sutton. Now that time is going to be against Mason Bourne, his third, team's eighth. One in bonus now for Sutton. Sutton with a dozen points in that first half. And it looks like back into the game is Cale Henneman, replacing Mason Bourne for Pawnee. 50 seconds to go, first half. North Mac leads by four, now five. Sutton with a baker's dozen. That makes it 31-26 in favor of the Panthers. And the next toss by Hunter Sutton is no good. Rebound pulled down by Galloway for Pawnee. Into the corner. Drake back out front. Dorfler's going to take a three. No good. Rebound by Emery. 40 seconds to go. Emery for North Mac. Bounce pass to Sutton. Lays it up. Good. 15 points for Sutton. 33-26. North Mac with the lead. Half minute to play. First half. Pawnee with the basketball. Schrag into the front court. Bounce pass into the corner to Henneman. Henneman back out to Dorfler. Dorfler fires the ball back across to Schrag into the right corner. To Garrett Galloway. Galloway lost the handle on it, picks it back up, puts it up. No good. Rebound by Hunter Sutton. 9 seconds to go. Now it comes to Dwight Field. Leonard with four to Emery. Emery fakes, steps around, puts it up on the run. No good. So a good second quarter for the North Mac Panthers. And at the half, it's North Mac 33, Pawnee 26. We'll come back with third quarter action right after these messages.
Hi, Paul Benty for the Cubbyhole in Carlinville. Get your t-shirts, sweatshirts, jackets, caps, uniforms, or bags screen printed to promote your business, school, church, civic organization, or event. We can screen print or embroider anything you want with any design you need. The Cubbyhole, located on Route 108, a mile west of the high school in Carlinville. Or visit us at cubbyholeonline.com.
Kenny Contractors in Raymond is proud to support all the area schools and students and wishes all the very best of luck. And Kenny Contractors reminds us that no matter what the scoreboard says at the end of the game, the player who shows good sportsmanship is always a winner. So play your best and good luck from Kenny Contractors in Raymond.
At Quality Flooring, you'll find brand names like Mohawk, Armstrong, Mannington, Tarkett, and more in their 3,000 square foot showroom. Hardwood, laminate, ceramic tiles, and more with financing available. Get your flooring now for the holidays. Quality Flooring, where you'll find quality you can stand on. Stop in just 5 miles west of Litchfield on Route 16.
Harry's Pharmacy in Auburn now offers a second location to help serve those in the Pawnee area. Harry's Pharmacy in Auburn and the new Carroll Street Pharmacy in Pawnee accepts most insurance prescription plans and offers competitive pricing. Stop in, let the pharmacist with over 50 years experience help you with your healthcare needs. In Auburn, call 438-6141 and in Pawnee, 625-7000.
Ladies, this might be the most important commercial you hear all season. Stop by your local McKay Napa store and pick up a gift that your man will really use. This season we have great Christmas deals on tool sets, all types and sizes, air compressors, bed liner kits, car vices, and we have many, many more great gift ideas. God bless you and Merry Christmas.
Fleming Tall Fall & Company, with offices in Litchfield and Carlinville, has been providing tax and accounting services to Central Illinois for over 40 years. For business, farm, and personal accounting, call Fleming Tall Fall & Company CPAs, the area's tax specialists, with offices in Litchfield and Carlinville.
We're going to take a real quick break during this halftime to give you a weather update. Tomorrow, we're going to see some occasional rain in the morning and early afternoon. Then that occasional rain might turn into snow late in the afternoon, but there shouldn't be a lot of accumulation. It'll be a high in the mid-40s, dropping into the 30s by late afternoon, with wind speeds of up to 25 miles an hour in the afternoon. Saturday night will be a windy, cold night. Snow is likely. A light accumulation is possible with a low of around 16 degrees and wind speeds of up to 35 miles an hour expected. Sunday, another windy day, much colder, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of snow and a high of around 20 degrees. By nightfall, very cold, very windy, partly cloudy skies with a low of around 7. The wind speeds will be around 35 miles an hour with gusts of up to 40. Monday will be another very cold day, partly cloudy skies with a high of around 20 and a low of about 8. We've got a couple more sponsors to take care of, and we're going to get back to basketball. North Mac at Pawnee here on 106.1 WSMI.
Holidays usually mean lots of food. If you're watching your weight, it's hard to indulge. But with farmer-owned Prairie Farms non-fat cottage cheese, yogurt, and sour cream, you can lower your fat and calorie intake but maintain the pure dairy quality. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms, farmer-owned.
Save More Pharmacy and Gift Shop on the square in Verdun is the place to go for all your holiday needs. Find Hallmark cards, box cards, and more at Save More Pharmacy. Plus, Save More's one-hour film development center and Sony Picture Station are ready for all your pictures, regular and digital. Save More Pharmacy and Gift Shop on the north side of the square in Verdun. Hillsboro Rental has a complete line of equipment for all your projects. Whether you're cleaning out a wooded area, remodeling a room, or working on another project you have planned, rent the tools you need so you can get the job done right. So if you need it, rent it at Hillsboro Rental, next to the underpass in Hillsboro. Call 532-6751.
WSMI FM 106.1, America's high school sports leader.
Jerry Dode back at North Mac, a 33-26 lead for the North Mac Panthers over the Pawnee Indians. After one quarter of play, Pawnee had a pretty good start to the ball game. They led 12-8, and then the North Mac Panthers outscored Pawnee 25-14 in that second quarter, as Hunter Sutton had 13 of his 15 points in that second quarter tonight. So it's a 33-26 lead for the Panthers. As we get ready for third quarter action, we'll have scores for you tomorrow morning, 7:30 on Spotlight on Sports. And of course, all of our high school sporting events are podcast on our website, WSMIRadio.com. And don't forget to join us tomorrow morning at 7:30 for Sports Saturday and the scores. And then our WSMI Spotlight on Sports at 7:30 and then Sports Saturday at 9:05. We'll talk to some area coaches and talk sports in general. Now here we go. North Mac with the 7-point lead in the ball. It'll be James Emery, Ryan Leonard, Daniel Buck, Hunter Sutton, and Dakota Etter, the original starting five in the lineup. Pawnee in a 2-3 zone, intercepts the pass. Turnover number 8 by North Mac. Here come the Indians. Jonathan Schrage is in there. He passes the ball to the near side to Cale Henneman. In fact, they've gone with their original starters. Dorfler feeds off to Schrage in the lane. Dumps the ball over on the wing to Galloway. Now back out front to Henneman. The other person in there is Dalton Dorfler. Now, here's Hunter Sutton with a steal for North Mac. He comes down the lane. and his bad pass is knocked away. So the team's trade turnovers. Back comes Hunter Hamilton for Pawnee. They'll drive down the lane, miss the layup. Rebound pulled down by North Mac. 7-10 to go, third quarter. The Panthers have the basketball. Here's Etter. Left side, bounce pass back out front to Ryan Leonard in the edge of the lane now. To Emery, down on the baseline. Hunter Sutton from 15, no good. Follows the shot, gets the ball on the floor, and he's called for traveling. Turnover number 10 by the Panthers. A rather inauspicious start tonight for North Mac. Bonnie had the lead after one quarter, but it was a big second quarter for North Mac. Indians with the basketball, trailing 33-26. Around to Galloway. He'll drive inside the lane, kick it out to Dorfler. Dorfler, a three from the right side, doesn't go. Sutton the rebound for North Mac. Back come the Panthers. Emery pushes the ball up the floor, off to Leonard. Right side of the key. Ryan takes the ball to the baseline, dumps it back out to Sutton, through his hands, out to Dakota Etter. A three, no good. Dalton Dorfler with the rebound. Right down the center of the floor. Dorfler takes the ball to the hole. Blocked away! Blocked away in there by Dakota Etter. And back come the Panthers. Here's Emery winding up for the three. Straight on, no good. Ball loose in the lane. Who's got it? Hot potato out there. Dakota Etter comes up with it for North Mac. North Mac with a seven-point lead, 33-26. A little over 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Panthers with the basketball inside the lane to Dakota Etter. His shot deflected, saved out front, or saved underneath from going out of bounds by Hunter Sutton. Chased down in the backcourt by Ryan Leonard. So the Panthers bring it back into the front court. Goes into Sutton. Sutton spins, feeds off underneath to Etter, who cut the baseline, missed the layup, but the rebound gets the bucket, but a foul on the floor before the basket. And it'll be out of bounds. And the foul is called against Galloway. That is his first, team's first for Pawnee. And out of bounds for the Panthers, who will post a man at each corner of the lane to inbound the ball to set up the play. Ball is lobbed into Hunter Sutton. Right underneath, he gets it and shoots and scores. As Hunter Sutton now has 17 points tonight. 35-26, that's the biggest lead of the night for the Panthers. 5.5 to go. Down the lane goes Hunter Hamilton for Pawnee. Misses the 10-foot jump shot. Rebound by North Back. They feed underneath to Daniel Buck. He'll bank it off the glass and in. And now the Panthers look like the Panthers through the first six games of this season. Timeout on the floor. 5:21 to go in the third quarter. Your score, North Mac 37, Pawnee 26. Back with more basketball in a moment.
Has this ever happened to you?
Yo, don't track!
I need to get to Brian's Auto in Litchfield for a Jasper engine.
Hey, by the way, the car won't start. Call Brian's, would you? 324-6837.
Call Brian's Auto and 23-hour towing in Litchfield. 324-6837. Over 30 years of experience for your towing and repairs.
High school basketball on the Tally Broadcasting Stations, brought to you by White Variety Store in Coffeen. Gina Gachardo, CPA in Gillespie. Harpole and White Appraisal Service in Hillsboro, and by the Brown Insurance Agency, your Erie Insurance Agency in Hillsboro and Harville. Your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM 106.1.
Terry Toad back at North Mac. Games being played, the boys' varsity games being played here at Girard. This will also be the site for the 2011 Macoupin County Basketball Tournament. All boys and girls games will be played here in this gymnasium, which is sporting a new look. Of course, with the consolidation of Verdon Girard into North Mac, they've redone the gymnasium, the motif in here, and having brightened up the walls with the white paint and the light blue and the black. A completely different look to this gymnasium as the Panthers have a 37-26 lead as play resumes, and now the Panthers force the turnover. It's stolen by Yolinski. Off to the corner. Etter for three. No good. Tipped out. Who's got it? Leonard feeds off to Buck. Layup good. Daniel Buck with 6 points. 39-26, and now a 13-point advantage for North Mac. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. And now the Panthers with the steal. That's Ryan Leonard feeding ahead to Tommy Yolinski. Off on the wing to Dakota Etter. Back to Leonard. Now his pocket is picked by Dalton Dorfer. Dorfer will go in for the layup and a blocking foul called against James Emery of Girard. For Emery, his first, team's first. And it'll be out a two-shot foul for Dalton Dorfler. Dorfler had 16 points in that first half to lead Pawnee. He hit some big threes. He hit four trays in that first half, two in each quarter. Misses the free throw here. Score remains North Mac 39, Pawnee 26. Next toss is short. Rebound Daniel Buck. Out to Leonard, ahead to Tommy Yolinski into the front court. Yolinski back out to Leonard, into the corner to Emery. James gives it back out front to Yolinski as the Panthers operate against that 2-3 zone. Here's Dakota Etter with a three from the right wing. It goes over the top of the backboard and out of play. It'll belong to Pawnee. Galloway is out. And Mason Bourne is back in. Here's Bourne, the freshman, giving back to Jonathan Schrag. And a long pass down into the right corner to Hunter Hamilton, who drives the baseline, turns and puts it up and in from about 15 feet away. Hamilton with 8 points, 39-28. North Mac with the lead, the ball, and 4:12 to go third quarter. Here's Yolinski out to Emery, around to Leonard. Ryan for three, no good. Rebound Jonathan Schrag for Pawnee. Indians fly down the floor. Off to Dorfler, drives in, double pump layup, good. Dorfler with 18 points, 39-30. Indians have trimmed the lead back to single digits, down to nine. North Mac with the lead and the ball. Here's Leonard back out. Emery straight on with the three ball, good. Emery second tray of the night, he's got six. 42-30, North Mac with a 12-point lead, 3:40 to go third quarter. Schrag, top of the key, down the lane, goes for the layup, and he missed it. Rebound by Ryan Leonard for North Mac. Panthers with a 12-point lead in the ball, 3.5 to go third quarter. Leonard off on the wing to James Emery. Drives in, kicks it back to Yolinski for three from the corner. Good! Tommy Yolinski has 10 points. He hits his first tray of the night. 45-30. North Mac now with a 15-point advantage. Pawnee with the basketball. Long pass to Jonathan Schrag in the right corner. Out front to Bourne. His pass deflected away. Picked up by Schrag. Wide open for the tray, and he missed it. Rebound tipped out. Who's got it? Looks like Dakota Etter. And he has the ball poked from behind by Jonathan Schrag. Here comes Hunter Sutton back in for Daniel Buck for North Mac. Galloway is back in for Pawnee, replacing Henneman. North Mac's basketball on their baseline. Panthers lead 45-30. They got off to a slow start tonight, but these middle two quarters have been pretty good for the Panthers. Here's a fadeaway shot off the glass by Hunter Sutton. He's got 19 now, 47-30. North Mac with the lead, Pawnee with the basketball, 2:40 to go, third quarter. Here's Schrag into the front court, off to Dorfler in the right corner for Pawnee. Dorfler into the corner again for Galloway. Back out on the wing to Bourne. He drives inside the arc, comes back out to the top of the key, now picks up his dribble. He needs help. And now a foul called against Hunter Sutton of North Mac. Sutton will get his third. Team second, out of bounds for Pawnee. And here comes Dakota Etter out of the game, Hunter Sutton out of the game. Back in is Dwight Field, along with Dakota Etter for North Mac. Pawnee to inbound along the sideline near midcourt. Ball comes across the court and never did get touched. I don't think it did. Well, apparently it did get touched by Dorfler. And the ball will belong to North Mac right near midcourt. As we switch from one side of the gym to the other. 2:20 to go in the third quarter. North Mac with a 17-point lead, 47-30. Here's Leonard, top of the key. Down the edge of the lane, now into the right corner. On the dribble, back out front to Field. Here's Emery, down the lane, back door. Daniel Buck stops, shoots, and scores. Buck with eight. That makes it 47-30. 2 minutes to go, 49-30, I should say. 2 minutes to go. Ball stolen by Dwight Field. Off to James Emery, back to Field. Field drives in for a 15-foot shot. No good. Rebound pulled down by Hunter Hamilton. He lost the ball. Picked up by Daniel Buck. His shot good. Buck with 10 points. 51-30 now, a 21-point advantage for North Mac. And now Daniel Buck ties up Garrett Galloway right in midcourt as Buck just reached down at his 6'6 stature to the 6-foot freshman and tied up the basketball. Jump ball, timeout on the floor. 94 seconds left in the third quarter. Your score, North Mac 51, Pawnee 30. Back with more in a moment.
Hi, this is Don Redeker with Sloan Implement Vandalia. Tax season is here. Take advantage of our present tax laws and keep some of your hard-earned income. Contact Sloan Implement for any equipment changes that you may need in Carlinville or our new location in Vandalia.
Now is the time to invest in your home or business with Newhouse Geo-Comfort Geothermal Heating and Cooling. Qualified homeowners get a 30% tax credit on the installation of a Geo-Comfort system. Call Newhouse Heating and Air Conditioning at 217-324-2818 for more information on a Geo-Comfort system. Live comfortably.
WSMI FM, Litchfield Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
Terry Tobe back at North Mac here in this quarter. The Panthers have outscored Pawnee 18-4, have increased their lead to 51-30. There's a minute 34 to go here in the third quarter, and the ball will belong to the Pawnee Indians. I thank my friends here at North Mac, Rob Horn, the principal, for his assistance tonight. This is one of the finest gyms to watch a basketball game in. I really like coming here. This is a terrific place to broadcast a basketball game from. Into the left corner for Pawnee to Dorfler. Dorfler gives it back out on the wing. Here's a three ball up. Somebody got a hand on it. And it comes up way short. And the Indians give it right back to the Panthers. 70 seconds to go. Here's Buck inside to center Sutton. He turns, shoots, no good. Gets the rebound, puts it back and in. Sutton with 21 points tonight. 53-30. North Mac with the lead. Pawnee with the ball. Minute to play, third quarter. Here's Dorfler. Long three. Dorfler shot. No good. Rebound, Daniel Buck. Outlet pass at midcourt to Leonard into the corner to Dwight Field. Now they go inside to Sutton. A little semi-hook shot. Good. Sutton has been unstoppable here in the middle two quarters. He's got 21 of his 23 points in these middle two quarters. Now we've got a foul in the backcourt against North Mac as Dorfler was fouled. And the foul that time is called against Ulinski. That is his second, team's third. Out of bounds for the Indians. In the backcourt with 37 seconds to go in this third period. The Indians now trailing by 25 points, 55-30. Into the corner. Here's a three. Good! Henneman hits his first bucket of the night. 55-33. North Mac with the lead. The ball in 20 seconds to go. There's Ryan Leonard running the show out front for North Mac as they spread the floor. Works for the final shot. 10 seconds and counting. Out front, Ulinski fakes, drives down the lane, feeds off underneath the Buck. Layup good. A dozen points for Daniel Buck. 57-33. Long shot by Dorfler at the buzzer. No good. After three quarters of play here in North Mac, the Panthers of North Mac 57, the Indians of Pawnee 33. Fourth quarter action coming up.
Madison Communications has big reasons for you to be jolly. Now through December 21st, add or upgrade Madison high-speed internet service and get 2 months free or pay your current plan pricing for your upgrade service. Plus, receive free installation and free equipment. Now's the time to add Madison's new 10 Mbps high-speed service. Call 1-800-422-4848.
Your Dairy Queen stores in Nokomis, Pana, and Greenville would like to wish the best of luck to all the athletes this year. And remember, after the game, stop by your local Dairy Queen restaurant for hot eats and cool treats. Play hard and good luck from your Dairy Queen stores in Nokomis, Pana, and Greenville.
Hi, this is Big Edward Wernsing's beautiful downtown Litchfield and Carlinville. The best in TV technology by Sony, Samsung, and LG. We have the new 3D televisions, LCD, and LED TVs, and we can compare price to the national chains, but we'll take care of you. See Wernsing's for your TV needs. Litchfield and Carlinville.
WSMI FM 106.1.
Now we get ready for the fourth quarter of play. North Mac cruising along with a 57-33 lead. They've outscored the Pawnee Indians 49-21 in the middle two quarters. And North Mac running away with it now as we begin the fourth quarter of play. Here's Dakota Etter. Pass into the corner to Buck. They swing it around to the right side. Out to Dwight Field. Back to Emery. Back to Field. Looking inside. Nobody there. Emery now inside the lane. Feeds off underneath Dakota Etter. Good. Etter with that basket has his second of the night. He's got 5 points. Into the lineup now is Patrick Grayson, a 6'4" sophomore. Grayson in for North Mac. On you with the basketball. Here's Galloway. Comes back out front to Cale Henneman. A long, long three from Schrag. Good. Oh, my gosh. Was he even inbound? Wow. Schrag was way out there. He's got five. 59-36. North back with the lead in the ball. 7:15 to go in this game. Here's Emery feeding inside the lane. Off on the wing, Dakota Etter. A three is an air ball. Picked up underneath by Patrick Grayson. He's tied up. Jump ball. It's going to belong to Pawnee. Scores tomorrow morning at 7:30 on Spotlight on Sports. And podcast of all of our high school sporting events available on our website, WSMIRadio.com. We are 1 minute into the fourth quarter. Pawnee has the basketball, trailing 59-36. Driving down the lane, Dorfler puts up the 13-foot shot. No good. And rebound pulled down by North Mac. Here's Emery. Alley-oop down to Buck. Backdoor pass. Off to Grayson, he didn't see it coming. Schrag with the basketball for Pawnee. Down the lane, lays it up and in. Schrag with 7 points. 59-38. So the North Mac lead cut to 21 with 6.5 to play. Here's Field with the basketball. Back out front to Emery. Emery back around to the right side. Now they go inside the lane to Buck. Feeds off underneath. Shot off the glass and good by Grayson. Grayson's first bucket tonight for North Mac. 61-38. Panthers with the lead, Indians with the basketball. 6:14 to go in the game. Around to Garrett Galloway. He'll drive to the right baseline. Kicks it out front. Another long three by Schrag. This one is off the mark. It's going to go out of bounds. It's going to belong to North Mac. And out of the game is Galloway. Into the contest is Mason Bourne. After one quarter, Pawnee had a 12-8 lead. And since then, North Mac has controlled the tempo of this ball game. 6:03 to go in the contest. There's timeout on the floor. Here's scoring North Mac 61, Pawnee 38. More basketball after this.
I'm Pete Drummond. Have you been injured at work or can't work? Why don't you give us a call at Drummond Law Office in Litchfield, Illinois. Before you do it on your own, give us a chance. Just call, come in, or pick up a free information kit about your rights. Or visit our website at drummondlawllc.com. Call us at 217-324-2323 for your work injury or disability claim.
Your friends at Security National Bank in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore would like to wish the best of luck to all the athletes this year. And remember, for all your banking needs, stop by one of Security National Bank's locations in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
America's high school sports leader, WSMI FM 106.1.
More Illini basketball coming up Sunday afternoon for you here on FM 106 as the Illini play host to Northern Colorado. It's a 4:30 pregame, 5 o'clock tip. That's Sunday afternoon on WSMI FM 106. And Coach Weber comes along with his program Monday night at 7:05 on FM 106. North Mac with the basketball, leading 61-38. Into the right corner, Dakota Etter. Bounce pass under to Daniel Buck. Back out front to Emery. Off on the wing to Field. Down low to Buck on the left side. Underneath, they give it to Grayson, and Patrick couldn't hold on to it. Turnover 13 by North Mac. 5:45 to go in the contest. 61-38, North Mac with the lead. Pawnee with the basketball. Schrag into the front court. Gives it off to Hunter Hamilton. His baseline jumper from the left side doesn't go. And the rebound pulled down by the North Mac Panthers. Into the front court, Dwight Field. Down to the right side, double team. Gives it back out to Emery. Long pass to the wing. Dakota Etter for three. No good. He tried to bank that one in. Here's Grayson over the back. Oh, Patrick Grayson will get his first personal foul. Fourth team foul for North Mac. Here comes Hunter Sutton back in. He's going to replace Grayson. And the Indians will get the basketball back. I mentioned it early on, Pawnee. A lot of injuries on their ball club here in the early going. This is unlike a typical Pawnee team off to an 0-2 start. There's a long shot by Schrag, a three ball rebounded, a long rebound out to Emery, but he traveled with the basketball. The ball will go back to Pawnee. 5:09 to go in this game. And the Indians will inbound the basketball. comes in along the sideline. The Bourne jumper, good. Mason Bourne has 5 points tonight, 61-40. North Mac with the lead and the basketball. 5 minutes to go in this game. Here's Emery going down the lane, feeds off to Buck. Daniel from 6 feet away, no good. Ball tipped out front. Here's Field off to Emery. James gives it back out front to Dwight Field. Back to James Emery, left side of the key. Fires it back out front to Sutton, right around to the right side. It comes to Dakota Etter. They go underneath. I think Etter was trying to feed Hunter Sutton, but Sutton took off the other direction. Turnover number 15. Good idea, just wasn't executed very well. 61-40. North Mac with the lead. Pawnee with the ball. 4.5 to go in the ball game. Here's Schrag into the front court. Out to Dorfler on the right wing. Dalton Dorfler outside the arc. Lost his dribble. Gives it back out to Jonathan Schrag. Goes back door. Underneath to Hunter Hamilton. He missed the shot from right underneath. Rebound Daniel Buck for North Mac. 4:15 to go in the game. Panthers 61, Indians 40. Panthers with the basketball. Emery with it. Goes alley-oop to Dakota Etter, who grabs, shoots, and scores. On the pass from the left wing right underneath the basket, Etter has 7. Emery with the assist. 63-40. North Mac with a 23-point advantage. 4 minutes to play in this game. Pawnee with the basketball. Schrag out on the right side. Looking for a pick. Drives in. Pulls up. Got it. Schrag with 9 points. 63-42. The Panthers of North Mac leading in this contest. 3:37 to go in the game. North Mac with the basketball. Emery at the top of the key. Around to Dakota Etter. Sutton drives in on the baseline and gets the easy layup. 25 points for Sutton tonight for North Mac. 65-42 is the Panther lead. 3:20 to go in the game. Pawnee with the basketball. Schrag with it. Puts it on the floor. Top of the key. Forces a shot from near the free throw line. No good. Sutton the rebound. And Pawnee getting just one look at the basket. Every time down the floor. Here's Emery. Round to the right side to Dakota Etter. Lobs inside to Hunter Sutton. Double team. Back out. Emery straight on for the three. Good. Emery with 9. Terrific ball movement by the Panthers. And some good outside shooting. And now the Indians throw the ball away. North Mac comes up with it. 2:40 to go in the game. North Mac leading 68-42. Here's Emery. Round to the right side. How about a three ball from the wing by Dwight Field? No good. Rebound Hunter Sutton. He puts it up and in. He got the rebound, got the bucket. 27 points for Hunter Sutton. 70-42 is the North Mac lead. 2:24 to go in the ball game, and a foul by Emery. And all James did was to stop the clock because he had some wholesale line changes coming in for North Mac. And a couple of changes for Pawnee we'll catch up to here in a moment. That for Emery was his second, team's fifth. So it's about 2.5 minutes to play. We're going to get some of the other kids into the ball game here as North Mac leads it 70-42. Mason Bourne will inbound the basketball. And it looks like a whole new lineup out there pretty much for North Mac. Here's a long shot by Schrag from the wing. No good. Put back by Ethan Crane, a freshman. No good. Crane battling underneath for Pawnee. Has the ball taken away by Jesse Moore, 5'11 junior. Moore gives the ball off to Cash Hubble. Hubble's a 6-foot junior. Around to Noah Moore, a 5'10 sophomore. Back to the left side to Yulinski. Feeds off underneath to Grayson, and Grayson gets the bucket. He has 4 tonight. 72-42. It's a 30-point advantage for North Mac. 107 seconds to go in this ballgame. Here's Schrag. Around to Dorfler for Pawnee. A three is no good. Dorfler follows the shot but can't come up with the rebound. Jesse Moore the rebound for North Mac. He'll give the ball off to Cash Hubble. Bounce pass to the right side, Yulinski. Back out front to Hubble. Around to Noah Moore. Noah Moore's shot is an air ball. Picked up underneath by Jonathan Schrag. An outlet pass down in the direction of Galloway. Thrown away and picked up by North Mac. As Hubble brings it back in, feeds across to Grayson, and Patrick missed it from underneath, gets his rebound, fadeaway shot, no good. That was an air ball and a bump in there by Jesse Moore. That'll be Moore's first, team sixth for North Mac, and more substitutions in the game. as Henneman is back in, and Wyatt Neisler, a 5'10 sophomore, in for Pawnee, as Schrag will leave the contest and Dorfler leave the contest. 70 seconds to go in this game, a 30-point advantage for North Mac. Pawnee with the basketball. Henneman into the front court for the Indians. Tries to go back door to Galloway. It's knocked out of bounds by North Mac. And the Indians will line everybody up for the inbounds play. And Ethan Crane, the trigger man, gets it off to Galloway. Galloway gives back to Bourne. His shot from the baseline, no good. Mason followed the shot and then dribbled it right off his foot. And the ball will go back to North Mac with 55 seconds to go in the game. The last three quarters didn't look like the first quarter tonight. The first quarter belonged to Pawnee and the last three to North Mac. 46 seconds to go in the game. North Mac with the ball, a bounce pass down low to Jesse Moore, knocked out of bounds by the Indians. Scores tomorrow morning, 7:30, spotlight on sports. Tony Tuzo producing our broadcast tonight. North Mac to inbound the basketball, into Jesse Moore. Back out front to Cash Hubble, back to Noah Moore. He pops a three from the left corner, no good. Out of bounds off the hands of Clay Hickey, a 6'4" sophomore. Clay Hickey in for North Mac. And with 36 seconds to go in this contest, the Pawnee Indians get the ball back. Here's Garrett Galloway, right side. Comes back out front to Mason Bourne. He's wide open for a three. Go ahead, Mason. There you go, buddy. Bourne hits the tray. He's got eight. 72-45. North Mac with the lead. The ball in just 21 seconds to go in this ball game. Hubble into the front court. Pass to the right side to Dwight Field. Back to Hubble. Clock down to 13 seconds. Here's Field driving. Leads off on the wing. Here's a little shot from 10 feet away by Hickey. No good. Put back by Moore. No good. That's Jesse. Tries it again. Got it. Jesse Moore with his first bucket tonight. And that's it. The final. North Mac Panthers 74. The Pawnee Indians 45. We'll come back with a wrap in just a moment.
Area Diesel Service in Carlinville has factory-trained technicians for all types of diesel fuel injection systems and turbochargers. They specialize in domestic and foreign over-the-road trucks, pickups, vans, cars, agricultural tractors, and more. Area Diesel Service, 1300 North University Street in Carlinville, celebrating over 35 years as your diesel experts.
RogerJennings.com is your internet connection to Roger Jennings in Hillsboro. Pre-shop the inventory, meet team members, and find out more about the dealership. If you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, or you need a GM award-winning service department, just visit Roger Jennings in Hillsboro or visit RogerJennings.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
J.F. Benty Sons, your area Shell oil jobbers. Call 854-3164 or stop by 443 West Main for all of your propane home heating needs or auto service repair work and tires. Or visit Benty Shell Food Marts in Hillsboro, Litchfield, Brighton, Girard, Farmersville, Raymond, or Carlinville and get high-quality Shell gasoline and grab some snacks and drinks for the game.
Whether you're 16 or 60, it's always a good time to plan for retirement. Are you going to be financially prepared when the time comes to enjoy your golden years? Bank and Trust Company can help you make sure with an IRA, the tax-deductible way to build for the future. Ask about your IRA options at Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Hey sports fans, it's time to help build school spirit and show our colors. Our student athletes work hard and play hard. As fans, let's huddle up and sport a winning attitude. Good luck to all our area athletes and stop by Litchfield McDonald's and try our new fruit-flavored smoothies before or after the game.
Did you realize that over 85% of Americans own a cell phone, but only 40% own an individual life insurance policy? That leaves way too many families unprotected. State Farm offers life insurance. So if you're at that place where procrastination just met motivation, use that cell phone of yours and call me, Mark Stearin, your State Farm agent in Litchfield.
WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
Terry Toad back at North Mac, where the Panthers of North Mac have defeated Pawnee tonight 74-45. Scoring-wise for Pawnee, Dorfler had 18 points, 16 of those in the first half. Henneman with 3, 8 from Hamilton, 8 from Bourne, 9 from Schrag. Quarters of 12, 14, 7, and 12. The Indians were 6 of 11 from the 9, had 19 turnovers. They're now 0-3 on the year. For the North Mac Panthers, 9 points from James Emery, 4 from Patrick Grayson, 10 points from Yelinski, 27 points from Hunter Sutton, 3 from Leonard, 7 from Etter, 2 from Jesse Moore, Daniel Buck with a dozen. Quarters of 8, 25, 24, and 17. Panthers with 3 of 7 from the line, had 16 turnovers, they're now 6-1 on the season. Hope you enjoyed our broadcast. Don't forget, we'll have scores for you tomorrow morning at 7:30 on Spotlight on Sports. And, of course, podcasts available of all of our games on our website at WSMIRadio.com. Thanks to our sponsors who made the broadcast possible. Once again, the final from North Mac, the Panthers 74, the Pawnee Indians 45. I'm Terry Totes. So long from Girard.